to the Steve Cochran Show.
It's 7:42. Steve Cochran Show continues. Fridays are Bridge of Ganderness. I don't know what your schedule is. Are you going to hang out with us to talk the Oscars?
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk Oscars for sure.
Because Dean will be on talking about the Oscars here in a little bit. Right now, it's the Jeremy Colleton Show, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint, and the coach is here. You know what I was really impressed with, Coach?
Tell me.
You. You. I'm very impressed with you. Because you could have... You could, after last Saturday night, you could have, thrown a tantrum. You could have said, what are you guys doing? We win 8. Now this, and the same cool, calm, collected Colleton. And look at the results. You went out and got a game you had to win.
Well, they're not exactly how we're drawing them up right now. But to the credit of our players, they're finding a way. We're pretty... resilient bunch, and I think we can make it a little easier on ourselves, but they're coming through. So
when you look at a team that's on a hot streak, as you guys have been, winning, what is it now, 9 of the last 10 of 12 now, how much easier is it to kind of get guys to look at the big picture when you're winning these individual battles along the way? How much easier is it for you to drive your points home?
Yeah, it's always easier to teach when you're winning. When they get positive reinforcement from some of the things we're trying to do as a team, then you start building. And we know we got a lot of work to do still, so it's important that they're receptive to sort of the things we think we need to do to have more team success, and I think we're getting that.
You know, Kaner is at a point with the season he's having where he's got to be getting a lot of double teams, got to be getting a lot of extra pressure, which creates opportunities for other guys. Does that make you look at the lines differently?
It probably makes me look at the lines and think we got to keep it the way it is, because having Taser on that line, if they're going to pay too much attention to Patty, then he's going to have more space. And, also with Strome and DeBrincat, that line playing as they have, if teams are going to load up defensively against Kaner, then, those other guys are coming through for us. So I think that's important, to have that balance within the group. And I think one thing you've seen over the years is Patrick Kane's going to find a way to get it done anyway, regardless of the attention you put on him.
And the thing about him at his age, Dave, Kaner, to still be active.
Yeah, right. I was reading an article about Kane, which is kind of interesting because we have this image that these guys spend the off season in the weight room getting stronger.
You talking about me or Kane?
Well, Steve, obviously, okay, but also Kane. And then he was saying he really didn't lift weights last off season. It was more about working on ways to be more flexible and
agility
and that sort of thing. Is that something you think more guys are going to now, Jeremy, or is this something that just it kind of worked for him?
Yeah, I think the game has changed over the past 10 years, but even over the past 5 years, where it's not, you still need to be strong, but it's more like functional strength and being agile and flexible and quick, because it's a quickness game, it's a speed game, and I think most guys have changed the way they're training now, and certainly he's working for him, whatever he's doing.
I remember a couple years ago when Jonathan Toews finally joined like Twitter and Instagram or whatever, he had a video of him doing the Tabata training, that quick muscle twitch stuff, there where you hold a bar real quick and drop it or whatever.
Yeah,
I think that's been happening the last couple years. And Jonathan Toews is one of those. I know we keep talking about Patrick Kane's year, but his year is pretty good.
Yeah, he's been great. Huge part of our success. I think he's on pace for career high in points, but he's also, still carrying a big load away from the puck, and those guys obviously deserve a ton of credit for us playing better lately, and now we're in a mix, and when you look at the lineup and you look at the team we have, it makes you feel pretty confident that we've got guys who've been through it before and been through the wars and know how to win.
Richard Gainer, when was the last time you were at a Blackhawks game?
It has been a while.
All right, we got to get you to a game.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, we absolutely have to get you.
You know, it'd be a good game to go to tonight, Margaritaville night here at the United Center.
Well, I was thinking too, though, as a Southside girl, you may get caught up in the action and go right over the glass and right in and start swinging.
Well, you know me well.
You don't want to mess with.
That's why I sit further back when I do go. Yes. Because then if I jump into the crowd, I'm not going right into the ice.
Can't rest.
I got a buffer of other bodies. Now, Jeremy, I know you don't drink during the game, obviously, but
well, you don't know that.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
I mean,
drink.
In December, he may have been.
Since it's a Margaritaville night, are you? What is your preferred adult beverage?
I like a margarita. I can't lie, but I wouldn't say I'm married to anyone.
Oh, good. You're open-minded.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Jimmy Buffett promo for Margaritaville night?
No, I have not. But I like Jimmy Buffett. You know, he's kind of, I'm a country guy. He's dabbled in the country.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with his work, so I'm sure it'll be a fun night.
Now, Jimmy is 70, but he plays much younger. And he's in a helmet and Blackhawk sweater, and he does a Caner goal celebration that's frankly better than Caner's. So I recommend you no longer worry about planning for tonight's game, and you immediately see that and consider him as a late veteran add-on.
We need all the help we can get. So,
Dave, last word.
Well, right now, the way the standings stack up this morning, 1 point out of it. I know your mantra throughout has been, don't get too high, don't get too low, keeping things at an even keel.
Well, you're here, Coach. Who could be more zen than Coach?
Right. But here you are playing one of the teams that you're battling for playoff position here. Do you look at this game? I mean, you've got another game Sunday. You got another game right after that. Do you look at this game as holding more significance because you're playing one of those teams that you're battling to get into that playoff spot?
It's a big game, no question. Those head to head, you know, in division, and you know, certainly a team that we're fighting for the, you know, those spots against. We can't get around it. It's a big one, but I think it's also. Whether we win, if we win, doesn't mean we're in, and if we lose, doesn't mean we're out. It's just
it's a great way of looking at.
Keep carrying on, but it's a fun game to be in. It'll feel like a playoff game, and those when we look from December, when we looked at the schedule, you know, to be in this position is it's rewarding for the guys.
You know, because you're so level and level sounding, do you ever like get butterflies? Do you ever like get? Are you an inner volcano? When are you tense, Jeremy Colleton?
No, I definitely get nervous or excited, but I think that's positive. I always thought as a player and as a coach, when you didn't have that feeling, then you should worry. You know, you gotta have that little bit of nervous energy, and you can feed off that.
Well, I like our chances, and I thought the way you put it is great. Look, we're not in if we win, we're not out if we lose. So why don't we just make it easy? Why don't we win?
Sounds great. It's a great plan. Tell the guys.
The Jeremy Colleton Show, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. Good luck, Coach.
Thanks very much. Have a great morning.